Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Happy holidays, everybody. It's Rodney with Video Games Now and joined in studio by Mr. Cole. Hello.
Hello. Hopefully my mic quality will be better this time.
Yes. Yes. Rio's going, oh, it's about fucking time.
That's about time.
Anyways, it's Christmas Eve when this podcast comes out. So we're going to talk about holiday themed things in games. And it's going to be a good time. Right, Cole?
Oh, it's going to be a very merry time.
Going to be good. So, I put the intro at the front for some reason. I just want to be different. But, it's going to be a good podcast today. So, the gaming word of the week is brought to you by Cole.
I forgot what it was. Oh. It's Cole, the best host besides Will, because I can't compete with Will. Get your Coles in stores this Christmas.
All right. Cole's going out of style. So the gaming word of the week this week is cartridge tilting. Cartridge tilting is the practice of deliberately inducing glitches and other strange behavior in cartridge-based games. I can't talk today. By tilting the cartridge slightly in a slot in the console enough for the connection to be altered but not completely severed. Cartridge tilting creates similar effects to using a corruptor, which include glitches such as character models becoming distorted, extremely loud noises, and particularly severe cases, both the game and the console itself may crash. Yes!
I'm going to have a cartridge malfunction with your dog here.
My dog wants to play. That's all it wants
Get
to do.
Get out of here. I'm trying to record.
Go lay down, dog.
Dog, we love you, but I'm going to cartridge malfunction your life pretty soon. No, I'll use a different term for it.
All right. All right. Visit videogamesnow.ca to find all of our content, including our YouTube videos, social media links, and the latest gaming news. After the show, please leave a review on whatever you're listening to our show on to help spread the word about cartridge tilting. And finally, if you consider becoming a Video Games Now Patreon, as a Patreon, you get access to the podcast episodes one day earlier than everyone else, as well as a discount on VGN swag, exclusive stories, and you can listen to the podcast live on Discord as we record it. All right, let's get right into our first topic today, which is it's from Gamify. Gamify's top favorite Christmas-themed video games. So we'll talk about that. So the first one on the list is Dead Rising 4. Have you played Dead Rising 4, Cole?
I've played a little bit of Dead Rising. It wasn't my favorite zombie game. There's some other zombie games I prefer, but it's kind of fun, and I like what they do with the characters and the world changing. Like in this picture, he's got the Christmas lights all over the baseball bat, so it's really fun.
That's cool. You do it in style, right? Beat up them zombies in style,
right? Do they actually have snow? Because I know it takes place in the mall, right?
Well, it's snowing in this photograph, but I don't know if it actually snows. So you could look that up.
I was having Video Games Now rather than, what is it, Dead Rising 4?
Yeah.
Is that the latest Dead Rising? Is there a fifth one?
No, I don't believe there is, but better look that up so we don't sound like a bunch of foos.
Dead Rising 5. Canceled? I don't know, this looks like there's some controversy around it, but...
All right.
Dead Rising 4.
Time for another podcast for that.
Snow.
Snow.
There's a Dead Rising snow globe.
Okay.
With a baseball bat and a zombie head in a Christmas package.
That's actually super cool.
Yeah, it does look really cool. I like this a lot.
I'm going to add that to my gaming shelf. Actually, all the stuff on my gaming shelf, which is the big-ass Titan from Titanfall, and this guy, whatever his fucking name is.
From Watch Dogs?
Watch Dogs, yeah. And then,
the first Watch Dogs.
The first Watch Dogs, and then this guy is...
DX,
yeah. So I got all those from Will, because he's overflowing with collector edition items.
Going back to the snow globe when I was a kid, at Christmas time... Hi, Mila. At Christmas time, my dad gave me a family heirloom. I was a little kid. I was like 4 years old. He gave me this snow globe. And my mom was like, don't give him that snow globe. He's going to break it. My dad's like, he's not going to break it. I literally turned and dropped the snow globe on the ground, and it shattered into a billion pieces. Family heirloom snow globe. Gone.
Frick, eh?
Oh, yeah. Right? So don't give your kids snow globes. Keep your snow globes to yourself.
Yeah. I mean, they're kind of overrated at this point.
Snow globes?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they were magical, but now that we have technology.
Yeah.
You go.
Well, I was going to say, like, I went to Orlando in November, Orlando Resort.
Yeah.
Well, I got really quiet there for a second. Orlando Resort, and the only thing we bought trinket-wise was a fridge magnet. It's like...
Was it a fridge magnet of a snow globe?
No. Could have been. But no, it was, it just was like a slate that said Universal Studios.
Oh. I was looking up. Apparently, that snow globe comes with the holiday edition of Dead Rising 4, which came out probably a long time ago. But
my dog is being super annoying.
But it looks like you get the game, snow globe, the steel box, and then a motorcycle with two chainsaws and some type of clown or a clown snowman thing. Snow globe, Frank West holiday DLC pack, steelbook. That's cool. I didn't know you can get a Christmas-based package for the game.
I'm sure a lot of these are going to have some sort of Christmas packagey like thing if they're going to do a Christmas theme thing.
And we're going to have played none of them.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be great. Well, I actually went into EB Games the other day, and it's pretty much 10, 15, maybe even 20% actual physical games and consoles, and then it's 80% like toys.
Oh, yeah. It's all toys. Like, EB Games is just like... It's Toy Central now.
Yeah.
I got my, I went in there the other day and I got a Incineroar amiibo.
So, Incineroar.
Yeah, because Incineroar is the bomb. But yeah, it's just toys. There's like, you're talking about the one here in Metrotown?
Yes.
Sorry for everybody who doesn't live in Vancouver.
Yes.
But yeah, they have one wall of like Xbox games, PlayStation games, and then the tiny little Nintendo section.
Fucking sliver of Nintendo stuff, yeah.
And then just like the whole back wall is just pop figurines.
Yeah.
And they decorate the hell out of it. But I mean, I'm glad they go all out for the season.
And they kind of have to. Like, you know, not a lot of people buy physical games anymore. So. Oh,
when I was in there, I was buying something for the first time in an EB Games for a long time. So like, do you have an EB Games card? So I gave them my EB Games card, which was gold. And they were like, oh, this is expired. So they bumped me back down to red. So Now I have the red one. I was like, oh my God, it's been that long since I've actually went to EB Games and bought something.
Yeah, I used to have like the best one, like
the
Onyx.
Platinum? Oh, Onyx?
Yeah,
Onyx,
I had Onyx. And then they bumped me down to platinum and I felt hurt. And then if I go back, I'll probably be red. I don't go there ever.
I was going to say, everything you get is online or I just spend all the time at work.
I need to buy an SD card for my Switch because I just downloaded Spyro so I can play that during Christmas break while I'm up north. But like, every new game I download, I have to like archive every game on my console to even install it. So
yeah, I got a fat SD card for my Switch because I'm going to get Pokemon Shield this Christmas. That's the only thing I asked my parents for. I was like, I couldn't think of anything. I was like, Pokemon Shield.
That was the best strategy as a kid. It's just like, what do you want for Christmas? I want a guitar. And they're like, you're not getting a guitar. I'm like, all right, well, I don't want anything.
I want Pokemon. Oh, yeah, I'm not getting anything. Yeah. And then
you get a guitar. It's great.
A buddy of mine, he doesn't listen to this podcast, but because he doesn't like video games. He's a lame boy. But his little brother is a drummer. And his parents got him like a T-shirt for Christmas, and then got his brother an entire drum kit, like a $5,000 drum kit. And he was like, "Oh, I see now who the favorite child is." So anybody out there who feels like they're the less favorite child, just get Pokemon Shield.
Yes, I have Pokemon Sword, so we should trade these.
We should. That's actually. Oh, we were talking about this. Which one you liked? You liked better? You liked it because of Dark Souls?
I like Pokemon Sword because of Dark Souls.
What's the dog in Dark Souls?
I don't know.
Stan? No, not Stan. It's Sif. And I googled it, and there's a picture of the Pokemon dog and Sif beside each other. Because it's the same thing.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, you're right.
Well, there you go.
They are running out of ideas.
Well, I thought that's why you liked Sword more than Shield, but if you didn't even know that, then I guess I was wrong.
No. No, I got Sword because I'm an offensive type person.
Oh. I just think the lion's mane, but also a shield. I was like, that's such a good metaphor, simile. I don't know. I thought it was cool.
I think that design is cool as well.
So if I catch the legendary one, I'll trade it to you, and then you can trade the legendary one to me.
But have you watched our review of our, like, the VGN review of that?
I should have. That's the only thing I can do at work is, like, watch movies, but I'm on the work Wi-Fi, and I don't know how many videos they want me to watch, so I'm like, I have to pick which videos I watch during the day. But no, I haven't seen it.
Work must be hard. I gotta pick which videos I watch.
Well, okay, I have to sit and do paperwork all day, so when my brain just can't handle the paperwork anymore, I'm like, I think I could probably squeeze in, like, 1 5 to 10 minute video.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I started at 5 a.m. yesterday, and I got home at midnight. That was my day yesterday.
That's why I don't do set anymore.
Yeah, it sucks.
Anyways, let's move on to the next thing here. Actually, let me read a little bit about this Dead Rising 4, because we didn't even talk about
it. Oh, yeah. we brushed past. We talked about the snow globe.
Yeah. Much like how George A. Romero's original Dawn of the Dead was set in a shopping mall, was a commentary on the zombified undertones of consumerism, Dead Rising 4's mall setting during Christmas time seems to be even more specific comment on the consumerism within the holiday period. I'm sure there are plenty of you thinking, boo, you nerd.
That's what I was thinking.
I just want you to know that I can destroy zombies with festive weapons. Just to say, ouch, my feelings, and you betcha. So, that's super nice and cool. The next game on this list is a game that I will never in my frickin' life play, NBA Jam.
I feel like when I was a kid, I played, like, an original NBA Jam or something that looks in the same style as this, that had, like, the big goofy heads and the funky mechanics, you know? It's like a basketball game. It's like the Rayman Raving Rabbits of basketball games.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. Well, I don't like basketball in general, so...
No, I love basketball.
Oh, man, I can't stand it. I just don't like how... you literally can't breathe on anyone unless you get a foul. You breathe on people and you get fouled.
It's a pretty physical game. I guess playing is different. I used to play in some leagues, and I mean, you guys would be hitting pretty hard, but I like how it's just a big fat-headed Santa Claus dunking in this.
Yeah, in this photo. In high school, we played one game of contact basketball, and it was like the funnest shit ever.
I played a game of contact basketball when I was in grade, like, 9? Or what's that? I don't know what that is in American term.
Grade 9?
Yeah. This is like sophomore or
grade 9. It's all the same.
Whatever. But I remember there was 3 of us. The coach had lined us all up against the wall and then put the basketball in the middle of the court and then just would say, you, and you, do whatever you can to score. So they did that in the line, and I was the first one to get picked. So I ran out to go pick up the basketball, and then she was picking other people behind me. I picked up the ball. I turned around. My buddy was in the air with both of his knees out and double-kneed me in the chest. Like, full sprint, because I was the first one there, basketball, turn around, boom!
Fuck
knees
him.
Connected my chest, I went flying. He picks up the ball, and then a third guy comes in and full body tackles him, and while they were duking it on the ground, I got back up and I scored. I won that round, but damn, it's fun.
I can't believe your friend Falcon kneed you, like...
Oh, he was an asshole.
Oh, Jesus.
He was my friend, but he was an asshole.
We had a gym teacher in grade 9, too, where it just, like... didn't give a fuck. Like, we played contact fucking everything. Like, contact handball, contact soccer.
Contact badminton, you're throwing the rackets at each other.
Yeah, we didn't play no bullshit flag football. It was, like, full-on tackle. Oh, it was so good. Anyways, those were the glory days. And then we got some guy the next year. We're like, we're just gonna play contact handball. He's like, no. We're
you
like,
can't do that.
Fuck.
You can't even play Red Rover in schools anymore. Red Rover's banned. Because too many kids were breaking their arms. Because you link the arms together and you have to run through the arm link. And kids were getting their arms broken.
Oh, interesting.
If you're going to break your arm, I mean, that's how you learn on the schoolyard. If you didn't break an arm or two, then get out of here.
In grade 5, this is like super off topic, but whatever. in grade 5, we're playing Octopus Tag, which is similar
to
that.
Hands? Yeah.
Well, there's 8 people on the center line in the gym, and you have to try to get by them without getting tagged.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So I ended up running, like... and I got tripped, and I fell into this girl, and her, like, tooth went into my head. Oh, yeah, it was brutal. And then so that knocked me out. And I remember waking up in like a pool of my own blood, and they were like more concerned about the girl and her tooth. And I'm like, the fuck?
I'm bleeding to death. Revive me!
Yeah,
you're like crawling around.
So that I have a scar on my hairline, which I'm sure will be not my hairline in a few years. It'll recede back a bit, and it'll be a nice open scar.
The stress of knowing that a tooth went into my head would probably recede my hairline too. Yeah. Not okay with that.
Yeah. Okay. So back to NBA Jam. For those of you who are unfamiliar with the catchphrase, "He's on fire," is it his shoes and boom shakalaka? Feel sorry for you and whatever your childhood managed to have. My childhood managed to just not have NBA Jam.
I was about to say, I feel like this is very specific to this guy's opinion.
Yeah, totally. NBA Jam is a cornerstone memory of my upbringing. So yeah,
it is. Yeah. It is very,
very, very cornerstoned. Whether it be dunking on my big brother, or just having fun with friends in NBA,
maybe
NBA Jam was there. So I'm just looking at the Christmas. Okay, if you want to play this game that is a universally praised for its fun and easy gameplay, but feel like you're not quite getting to the spirit of the season, the NBA Jam is for you. It's a better way to show Christmas spirit than to have Santa dunk on LeBron. Except it's not LeBron; it's some white dude.
LeBron's gonna be white in a few years. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. That was a joke. But
yeah, no. Oh, I said a brutal joke on the last podcast.
Oh man, I gotta finish.
I'll show you after. And I immediately was like, "That was a terrible joke."
I gotta cut this out.
Yeah. No, I left it in there. But so everyone picked up on it. Hopefully. Anyways, now we're at Overwatch. So basically, everyone's dressed up as either a Santa dude or lady or an elf dude or lady.
Very, very creative. What are you thinking about Overwatch 2? Did you play Overwatch 1?
I haven't played any Overwatch.
Is it Overwatch 1 now, or is it still just Overwatch?
I'm not sure, but, like, everybody has been like, oh, do you play Overwatch? I'm like, no, I don't play. So, like, I'm being slightly pressured to play Overwatch.
Yeah, it's like 5v5, what's the word? It's like a 5v5 shooter, but cartoony, chaotic.
Right. Okay, well, yeah, I'll check it out. I mean, people were saying, like, Apex was similar to Overwatch. Is that a good assessment?
I think Apex is, like, more like... I don't know.
Well, I know Apex is a battle royale, and Overwatch is not.
We need somebody on the podcast who, like, I feel like these games are for kids, you know? Like, Overwatch and Fortnite and Apex. I mean, I've got a lot of adult friends that play it, but, like, I just... I don't know. It's not for me. We need a kid on the podcast.
Yeah, we need to source out a 13-year-old without getting arrested.
Yeah, just come and talk about Fortnite. Oh my god, there you go. We need an intern who just comes in and talks about Fortnite, because that's what the people want. Fortnite, Overwatch, and Apex. Because
yep.
I don't know enough about these.
Well, Bradley, our VGN brethren, is very well-versed in Apex, as he plays a lot.
Mm.
And we were bitching about it in the last podcast, actually. But anyways, not every game needs to be strongly detract from its main game elements in order to pay respects to the holiday period. Overwatch is a perfect example of this. Winter Wonderland, a season game expansion that offers festive character skins, snowy landscapes, and brawls. Yeti Hunter and Mai's Snowball Offense. Simple, but effective. So that's Overwatch.
Cool.
Alright, moving on into Nintendo Land.
I love Nintendo Land.
That was a good game.
Nintendo Land?
Like, playing that game drunk was, like, the funnest fucking thing.
That was, like, the mini games, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that. Was it on Wii or was it on...
It was on Wii U. That was, like, the launch title with the Wii U to, like, demonstrate how great that Wii U gamepad was.
Fishing! Yeah.
That game actually sold me on buying a Wii U, ironically. Like,
really?
I played the Zelda minigame, mm-hmm. and I was the archer, and it was, like, fucking so much fun.
I remember that, yeah! And I when I had the Wii, the regular Wii, they had the crossbow that you could, like, stick the controller into?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
But anyways, I played that game solo as Archer, and I almost, like, 100% completed that Zelda game except the last level, because the 100% completed, you need to not get hit.
Oh.
On every level, and the last, there was one spot in the last level where it's like, I could not get past it without getting hit. It was super fucking hard.
Rough.
Anyways, so I said Nintendo Land, but I actually meant Super Mario Odyssey.
We're moving into the Nintendo Land here's a Nintendo game on
the Nintendo of lands, yeah, okay. So we're in the Snow Kingdom on Super Mario Odyssey, and
is this Snow Kingdom? You've played all of Odyssey? You're a big Odyssey fan.
Yep.
Is the Snow Kingdom already a part of it, or is it like something that they've added on in the Christmas?
No, it's already a part of it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I haven't played it with like the winter update, so I don't know if they added anything special or whatever. So,
did all of the clouds have Santa hats?
No, they did not.
Does Santa exist in the Mario universe? Like, is Santa a part of it?
I mean, he probably could.
Okay,
Mario,
I need to get something
exist.
Since we're talking about Santa. Santa. How do you put this? Santa's my least favorite part of Christmas. I like it as like a German folklore, but what Santa has turned into is like, I just think it's so it's so stupid. Like when you're a kid and your parents are like, a guy comes down your chimney and leaves presents, and then like they find out when they're like little kids that it's not real, and they're like, all the kids are freaking out. You know, it's like this huge crazy ordeal that we came up with for like no reason. Am I the only one who thinks this? Am I crazy? That should be our poll. That should be our poll. Who here likes Santa? Who thinks Santa's a good idea? Because, like, it's just a lie you tell your kids. That's all that it is.
So they're good.
I guess I didn't think about that. I guess... Yeah.
Oh, okay. Here. I'm going to read something I found on the internet earlier today that literally made me, like, laugh so hard. This is super offensive, everybody. Because I... Okay, so apparently, I'm pretty sure an adult wrote this, but there's three letters from this kid, supposedly kid, to Santa, and then Santa's responded twice, and then the third letter was just like his final response or whatever, the kid. So the kid says, "Dear Santa, I'm writing this the day after Christmas, and I'm very sad. I only received one of the two presents I asked for. Since you ate my cookies, I will assume that my missing gift was a mistake. I will give you 1 week to fix this."
Oh my god.
And then Santa wrote back, "Dear Jeremy, I'm sorry you are disappointed with your presents. You asked for two very expensive presents, and Santa can only do so much. You need to learn to be grateful for what you have, not upset for what you don't. If you continue to complain, I will have no choice but to add you to the naughty list next year." And then this kid loses it and sends a letter back and says, "Dear Fatty, your threats don't scare me. Play your game and you did not deliver. This is not okay. I will give you 1 week and then you will pay." And then he said, "P.S. I don't know why you care that it's expensive when you have elf slaves that make things for you. I think you are naughty for having slaves." And then Santa says, "Dear Jeremy, you are being a very bad little boy because you cannot be happy with what you have. I have talked to your parents and told them to take away your Wii U. Now that you have nothing, once you learn to be grateful, perhaps you can have it back. I'm very disappointed in you, Jeremy. You will have to be an extra good boy this year if you want to make it back on the nice list."
Oh my god.
And then the last letter says, "Dear Santa, I do not like that stunt you pulled with my parents. If you are on my naughty list now, be afraid. You look slow and easy to kill. Enjoy your cookies next year because they will be poison."
Oh my god.
Jeez. I read this and I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm pretty sure an adult wrote that, but like, it's not very far off from
kids
nowadays.
Kids are pretty funny. I think a kid could pull that off. That's like, you know, when you're going into an argument like at work or whatever, and you like play it out in your mind how you're going to say something, and then you like play out how their response is going to be.
Yeah.
And then you kind of play back and forth and you're like, "Dad, that's how this conversation is going to go." And I feel like that kid was like, "You got a weak Santa," and then Santa totally curveballed him and he's like, Nope, gotta keep it on track again," and then Santa curveballed him again.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is, if Jeremy is old enough to have a fucking attitude like this, but can't spell use the right deer.
What do you write?
Like,
D-E-R?
D-E-R.
Mm.
And, like, he spelled a ton of words wrong in here. But you read this, and, like, the very blocky printing, like, he could be in grade one or two, but yeah, Jeremy's an asshole.
Jeremy deserved to be on the naughty list.
Yeah, he's on my naughty list. All right, back to, you know...
Is Santa Claus in the Mario universe?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, like I said, Mario doesn't exist, so anything's possible.
But and in Mario's unexistence, does Santa Claus also unexist in his fake world? Am I digging into this too much?
It's actually just Mario in a...
Woohoo! Yeah, here's your presents, kids!
That'd be a fun little game.
A game where you have to get to all the chimneys?
All the chimneys is Mario.
And they're all just Goombas, so you kill all the kids afterwards.
Savage.
Here's a fire flower.
Yep. Boop. All right, sometimes little things that go the long way. In the latest Super Mario game, amongst the range of diverse locals, including sunny beaches and hot deserts, the Snow Kingdom is peppered with Christmas flair. The sound of sleigh bells in the distance and certain enemies wearing Santa hats makes you almost not want to jump on their dumb heads. Almost. All that being said, you will be filled this Christmas cheer while you defeat your foes and try not to think too hard about how these creatures donning Santa hats obviously celebrate the holidays just the same as you.
See? They're asking the same questions.
Yeah, the hard questions.
Oh.
Alright, so, oh geez, this is cool. Okay, now we're moving down the list here. We're on Hitman, and Hitman's dressed like Santa Claus.
Yeah, I feel like Hitman would be a good game to have a Christmas themed in. That would be funny if you have to kill Santa at his workshop, and everybody around there is like elves.
No, but the Hitman dude is Santa Claus.
Yeah, I can see he's dressed like Santa, but wouldn't that be a fun level where it's like, or Mr. Santa's been like, got too many kids on the naughty list, or Agent 47's on the naughty list, and he's got to go strangle Santa?
You, like, take your kid to the North Pole and find a corrupt, like...
Yeah.
Like, conspiracy going on at the North
Jeremy
Pole,
could
and you're
be
like,
your,
okay.
Your assistant, they could poison Santa's cookies. That would be kind of fun. I would laugh at that.
I think that game would be rated R so fucking fast.
Probably, because what are you... In Hitman, you kill, like, cocaine dealers and pimps and stuff, but if it's Santa Claus...
It's like you're taking a mythical, like, figure that spreads cheer and turning him into, a demon, basically.
He's like, it's Santa's cocaine factory. He's getting all the elves to cut up his cocaine.
Yeah, no, I mean, you kind of have to do cocaine if you're doing, like, a 28-hour fucking trek across the world.
It's true. Yeah.
Fair. Okay.
There you go. I want to see Hitman where he has to take out Santa. That's it.
Again, more ideas coming out of the Video Games Podcast that are going to get
right?
stolen.
We got to write down all of our ideas.
Well, okay, before we were talking about Hell Let Loose, I'm like, hey, I'm trademarking this idea. If anyone makes this game...
It's our game.
And then it fucking came out.
But I gotta get back on Hell Let Loose.
Yeah, I know, me too. They've updated a bunch of stuff on there, so... Actually, before I go to the next... Or read into this for the Santa thing, I got an email today from Sea of Thieves.
What?
They gave me, like, my stats for all year.
Oh, what?
So it's like how much gold I collected, how many quests I've done, and stuff like that.
No way.
Yeah.
How many people you killed and stuff?
It doesn't tell you how many people you killed. It tells you how many ships you sank, which was, for us, 30... No, 35 seems low, but whatever. Yeah, we can look at that after, but I just thought that was a nice little touch, and it reminded me, hey,
I'm
Sea of Thieves.
I'm looking up
right now. Sea of Thieves is still there. We should go back and play that.
Oh, my God. I've been hankering for some Sea of Thieves. I've just been waiting for time off to play it.
Yeah. Alright, so back to Hitman here. It says, I'm going to level with you here. Most games that have a Christmas incorporated into them usually don't lean towards lighter material. The Hitman is a prime example of this, and it's Holiday Hoarders DLC as Agent 47. You work your way through the decorative Paris on a mission to stop two thieves you plan on stealing Christmas presents. All amongst all the Christmas cheer, you can saunter through in Santa Claus outfit and take care of business. You can almost think of it as Home Alone, only more deadly. Dude. An actual, like, Home Alone game would be kind of fun. Like, not just...
Not like the original one that they make, but yeah, I know what you mean.
But, like, you're the kid. Or, like, you're not the kid, you're a kid. And then it just changes kids.
Yeah.
And you're in a new house, and these one burglars keep hitting, like, all these multiple houses, and then you gotta figure out how to booby trap your house.
Yeah, you set up the booby trap, and that would be kind of fun.
That would probably be a PC game.
It would be fun, like a Friday the 13th kind of game style, where two people play as the thieves, and then like one for, or like there's a bunch of people who play as the thieves, and then a bunch of people who play as the kids.
Oh, that'd be super cool,
right? Like where the kids have to set up the booby traps, and thieves have to try to get in.
Yeah,
through the certain spots.
And it's like
in the
a 2v2 multiplayer thing.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that'd be
that
so
would be really
sick.
Fun. We gotta more video games now ideas.
Yeah,
write it down, kids.
Alright, so there's probably one dev listening to our podcast that's like, oh, I'm going to steal that idea.
Make that idea.
Yeah, it's mine now.
And give us a special thanks to Video Games Now Podcast at the end, at the very end of the scrolling credits after you beat the game.
Alright, so we're going to make this game in about a weekend. And
right?
And
but would it be, I think it should be like realistic models, you know? Like, would it be like an 8-bit or would it be like, it's got to be like a fully designed house, like Siege, like Rainbow Six Siege, but the... Where you get the five people defending and the five people attacking, but there you go.
So, what happens to the kid? Like, so obviously,
if the kid gets caught, they tie him up and then they turn on all the sinks, like in Home Alone.
So maybe they're breaking into the house to find all of these, like find all the valuable stuff.
Mm.
So the more valuable stuff the burglars get, the higher points they get. Mm. And then,
but they have to have like a stamina bar, because if you're getting hit in the face with a paint can, you can only take so many traps before you like you're out.
But say like
and the kids can't get caught. You know, if the kid gets caught, They had to hold up the kid, and the other kid has to like rescue him or something. There could be some mechanics there.
This is gonna be a good game.
This would be a great game. Yeah, you could have different like level designs, or you could even have like not at a house, but like would they have the Home Alone 2 in New York? You could be in like a hotel or something as a different level design.
That could be like so. The 2v2 could be what we just talked about, but that could be like an 8v8 or something. It's like eight people, and it's like a hotel, and you got
the massive multiplayer online for Home Alone. It becomes like an EA sports game, and people are playing it competitively.
And then hotels are like, oh, yeah, if you use our hotel, the carpet's got to be this color. And fine. Okay, let's not go down that route. EA. Anyway, so Hitman looks cool, and then we got off topic with Home Alone. There we go. Okay, so now we're at the Escapist Santa's Sweatshop. Sounds about right.
I wanted to play the Escapist.
I've never played it. I haven't played fucking nothing. Every game everyone brings up, I'm like, I've never played that.
I know. These ones are kind of obscure, though. Like, when we first talked about doing this topic, I play a lot of Ark, and they always do a Christmas event at Ark, where all the dinosaurs have, like, Christmas hats. They do one at Halloween and all these things, but they have, like, the Santa Raptor fly across the sky. And he goes, oh, 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 and he drops presents on you as you're playing. That's what I was thinking of when we were going to talk about this, but then I couldn't think of anything else that had a really good Christmas theme.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's a little event sprinkled in here and there, but yeah, this is actually pretty good. So, all right, so this is The Escapist. Despite its retro, almost cute aesthetic, The Escapist is a pretty brutal game about surviving and escaping prison. Santa's Sweatshop is a free add-on to the game in which you play an elf named Broody. Much of the moment-to-moment action is the same, but with a lot of festive flair. I can't say that word without stumbling.
Festive flair?
Yeah.
I guess I wouldn't have been able to say it unless you said it right before I did.
Yeah. It turns out Santa isn't the only lovable character that we all know him to be, in the fact he's inflicting suffering on his elves under his cruel regime. So this
regime?
Is
regime?
Yes, regime. Regime.
Regime.
Regime.
Regime. Regime. The Santa regime.
So that's kind of like what we were just talking about with Hitman.
Yeah. Yeah, see, Santa doesn't have to be a good guy.
Yeah.
Black Christmas. Do you see all those Black Christmas YouTube ads? Black Christmas coming out Friday the 13th. Sorry, can't carry on.
All right, next game is the Die Hard Trilogy, which is a game, apparently, that I didn't know that.
That looks pretty old school.
That looks super old school. That looks like PC in the like early 90s.
That looks like my Game Boy Color game.
Yeah, the UI is really busy on this screen.
Mm. Kind of looks like Doom, almost.
Kinda.
Or Grand Theft Auto, like the bird's eye view of Grand Theft Auto, but if it was in first person.
Yeah. Alright, so the old age debate has made its way into the gamified list.
Yes, listicle. It's a Christmas movie. Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Is that what the debate is?
Yeah,
yeah.
So I'm not going to get caught up in making arguments for that.
I'll argue anybody. I'll fight anybody. I'll go to the hotel that they shot it in. I'll fight somebody there.
Is it Christmas during...
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's a Christmas movie. He goes to visit his wife at her Christmas party at her hotel, and they get attacked by terrorists. And it's like the whole thing is there's snow and there's Christmas lights. He kills a terrorist and puts him down the elevator, and he writes, "Now I have a gun, ho, ho, ho," and the guy's dressed up as Santa Claus. It's a Christmas movie.
All right. Copy that.
Sorry. Anybody who doesn't think that is, like, psycho.
All right. So, skip ahead here. The Die Hard Trilogy is made up of three games, each based on one of the movies. 66% of this game is Christmas-themed. That's more than most of the entries on this list. The game, I feel, has the strongest Christmas ties as it would have been a first-person shooter based around Die Hard 2. Cool.
But have you seen all the Die Hards?
I've seen 1 and 2.
2 is great.
I think I've seen 3 is the one where he's like getting revenge for 1, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right, because that's the one with Samuel L. Jackson in it.
Yeah. Oh, actually,
and Jeremy Irons, I think, is in the third one.
And then I saw the one with, what's his stupid name? The Apple guy. Justin Long or something.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, it's the fourth one.
And he plays his son or something?
No, he plays a hacker, and then it's like a fire sale.
I like Justin Long, but I don't remember seeing that.
Yeah, so that one was okay. The fifth one was kind of dog shit. This is just stop making them. Bruce Willis is getting too old now.
Yeah, but he'll never stop. That guy's psycho.
I'm pretty sure. Is he a method actor? Do you know?
I think he's a meth.
Oh, okay. Actor. Got it. Got it.
Hey, sorry, but Bruce Willis is listening to this podcast.
Sorry, Bruce Willis.
Don't come Die Hard us.
Yeah.
Unless it's Christmas. Oh, shit, it is.
All right. All right, so we're on Batman Returns now. When people are talking about Christmas movies and games, this one is often forgotten. However, the majority of both the movie and the game take place during the holiday season. Batman Forever's video game tie-in was draped in as much tinselly, shiny decorations as the film counterpart.
It's like a Hallmark movie.
Oh my god, there's
every frame has to have Christmas in it in a Hallmark movie. That's in the contract. While you're making a Hallmark movie, every frame must have something from Christmas in it. It's psycho. It's got to have lights. It's got to have reefs. It's got to have snow. It's got to have Christmas shirts.
The first show I ever worked on professionally was... was called Anything But Christmas, and I was in...
Were you like, God, Anything But Christmas?
Yeah, pretty much, dude. So it was off topic again, but whatever, it's Christmas related. I was in set deck. Yeah, I was a set deck trainee, and basically, here's how set decorating works, folks. You have to find all the shit, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. So you're going to go to rental houses, you're going to buy the stuff, and you're going to just, like, loan it from wherever.
Yeah, and right? some designers will have just a warehouse filled with Christmas shit because they do so many Christmas movies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we rented and bought over 2,000 items for this three-week, like, movie of the week.
Wow.
And we had to photograph every single item and be like, this is a rental. This is a we own. This, like, it was madness.
And you were like, I don't want to do set deck anymore.
Yeah. Well, I was, like, stoked to be in film at that point. I was unjaded.
You were fresh. I was so starry-eyed.
Fresh. Oh, yeah. And then Christopher Lloyd was in the movie, so I was even more, like, freaking out. Yeah. And then the rap party was on a yacht with
Rodney! We gotta make Christmas now again, Rodney!
Yeah.
That's a terrible Christopher Lloyd.
That was pretty bad.
I do what I can. I tip my hat to you.
But anyway, so... It was in July in the interior, so it was like 40 degrees Celsius, which is like 100 Fahrenheit, I think. And so
Christopher Lloyd's dressed up as Santa Claus with his warmers on.
Yeah, so we're dressing this house in like Christmas stuff that we rented, and it's so hot. Like, we're like dying, putting up like tinsel and garland and all this stuff, and it took us 16 hours straight to dress the outside. And then another, like, 20 to dress just the inside.
Jeez.
And it was fucked. And they didn't pay overtime on that show.
Well, because it was a Hallmark.
It was a Hallmark, yeah. Rough. So, yeah.
I would have gone home at my 12. After 12 hours, I've been like, see ya.
Yeah. But then the movie doesn't get shot. It's fucking fucked. And, of course, at that point, when you're, like, just breaking in, you're like, you'll do anything.
You'll do anything for it, yeah. Yeah. I worked for you, didn't I, on my first show when I was still new in Starry Eyes.
Yeah, I remember. And I was a JD old fucking...
You were, man. I looked... We were at the age when I was like, oh my god, the TPA is so... So he was like this high figure. Now if people treat their TPAs like shit.
Well, it's because they are shit. Mm. Anyways. just like bashing our...
Bashing our employees.
Our employees. Anyways, so that was Batman Returns. Now we're on Saints Row 4, How the Saints Saved Christmas. This is interesting.
What does that shirt say? What does the shirt sound like?
Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho,
ho, ho,
ho.
Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
All right. Much like Dead Rising, Saints Row has always been a self-aware and over-the-top game. Creators were never interested in making an introspective and thought-provoking narrative. Filled with timely messaging and symbolism, they simply wanted to give the players an outrageously fun experience. Framed entirely as a tale told by cracking fire, How the Saints Save Christmas spins a yarn of your own character losing sight of the real value of Christmas, just as the reveal of the future itself, enslaved by a very evil Santa Claus, and it's spelled like C-L-A-W-S.
Very creative.
You'll find a demonic gingerbread man singing carols wearing appropriately garnished Christmas jumpers. The game is vulgar, laugh-out-loud funny, and nonsensical entertainment. Christmas is a time to enjoy all three of these things. Cool.
That's good. I didn't play much Saints Row.
Hey, look, there's an actual Home Alone game.
That's what I meant. I looked up this list like before coming here and I saw that. But that's not as good as our Home Alone game.
No, our Home Alone game's going to be fucking lit.
Jeepers, that guy wrote a lot about that Home Alone game. It's a big goal.
Did he? Oh, yeah, I'm not reading all that. Fuck that.
But that looks... See, that's what I meant by 8-bit, you know? Like, that kind of looks like... looks like a good quality 8-bit game, you know? Like, the pictures are nice and the color's nice.
I think that's... No, that's 8-bit. I was going to say, is that more 16-bit? It could be.
I'm looking this up.
I think that's 16. It could be 8, too. I don't know. It's hard to tell. Everything looks so good.
Home Alone.
Depending on what it was released for, you'll know. But
Home Alone video game!
Jeez, you're tired, eh?
No,
You're fucking tired, are you?
I had to work today, because I was lazy yesterday.
For an hour.
That's true.
Alright. So yeah, Home Alone, Christmas game, we're going to look up what this came out on.
They have Home Alone 1 and Home Alone 2 games.
Did the first one do so well?
They got another one? Oh, it's by Bethesda.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wikipedia. Can we talk about Wikipedia for a hot second? When was the last time you went into Wikipedia?
Fucking never.
Never? So Wikipedia, they're like, they're a completely free, independent site, right? And they were like, hey, in order for us to stay independent, we need like a certain amount of money. And like, out of the, how many people use Wikipedia? Like, out of the 60 billion people that use Wikipedia, nobody gave any money. And now they're like completely broke. And every time I go on there's all these pop-ups that are like, please, if everybody who was on here right now gave $2.75, we'd be able to save Wikipedia. And I'm like, I like Wikipedia, but I just can't give them $2.75. I can't do it. And neither can anybody else. It's insane.
Isn't it like a user-based like information thing?
Yeah, but the people who monitor it and run it and stuff are all independently run, and I mean it takes a long time for all these people like monitor and run Wikipedia, right? So it's like they're just like they're gonna have to add ads, and it's gonna become an ad site unless they can get all that money. Exactly. And they're just like, everybody just needs to give like $2 and we'll be able to save Wikipedia, and I can't do it.
Well,
I want to, but I just don't know why I can't give Wikipedia $2.75.
We should ask a rich guy to give them a lot of money.
A really dumb rich guy, because he uses Wikipedia. No, I think Wikipedia is good, because like right now, if I want to see what this video game was released on, I can just go onto Wikipedia and see that it's a Bethesda game. And where was it released on? Platforms. Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, Gear Game Boy, MS-DOS, Amiga. I don't release on quite a few things. 1991 is when it came out.
Well, the movie did come out in 1990, and then Home Alone 2 came out in 92.
So I'm just reading the gameplay of this. This is just... The gameplay is just literally the plot for Home Alone.
Oh, that's annoying. I hate it when they did that. I hate when they do that. They did that with all the Harry Potter games, and they could have made it so much more exciting. Like, they directly translated the movie into, like, a video game, essentially. Mm-hmm. And you're basically just, like... It just kind of takes the fun out of playing the game.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. I really enjoyed the Harry Potter,
Lego?
The video game Chamber of Secrets. The one for, like, the PC. I had the one for PC.
Oh, okay.
And it was pretty intricate. You know, you could, like, duel people, and you could learn different spells to be on the dueling platform.
Right,
and, like,
yep.
The puzzles were kind of intricate, and you had to collect chocolate frogs and the famous wizard cards, like, yeah. And jelly beans and stuff.
I remember I played one for the Game Boy, the Chamber of Secrets for Game Boy, and that one was kind of fun, too.
I think I played either Philosopher's Stone or Chamber of Secrets for Game Boy, and it was like the top-down view, and it was like an RPG, and you'd get into the fight with people. It was like Pokemon, but you'd have like, you'd just get different spells rather than Pokemon, and you'd have
that
to
was
fight.
That was Philosopher's Stone. The one I had, it was real, it was an RPG, but it was like real-time RPG.
Okay.
Yeah. So those ones are kind of fun, but yeah, like I said, I just don't like, most of the time, like a game from a movie is shit.
Yeah, 100%. I'm trying to think of a good...
Like, from a movie. Was the new Spider-Man game for PS4?
No.
That was its own thing.
That
right?
was its own thing.
Yeah, so that's why it was good.
Yeah, it was based on the Sinister Six, which they haven't really... They touched on it in Spider-Man, in Spider-Man 2, the Andrew Garfield one.
Right.
The third movie that they were going to make that never got made was going to be the Sinister Six.
Okay.
And it never happened.
Well, I didn't like Spider-Man 2 with Andrew Garfield because Emma Stone died, so...
Oh, dude, that was like...
That literally ended that whole franchise right there. Like well, that.
It's funny that I didn't think Emma Stone was that hot until that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was what I was like, all right, Emma Stone's hot. I don't know why. I mean, even in like Easy A, in Easy A, she's supposed to be like...
I thought
she was
also hot
in high school.
Yeah. I thought she was hot in Zombieland. Like, when, like,
but that came out after.
Did it?
Did it?
I think Zombieland was like 2010, I think. So, I have not seen the second Zombieland yet.
Neither have I.
Yeah.
I hear it's good. They make a lot of cracks about the original. Zombieland in the new one.
They make fun of their own movie in the second movie.
Yeah, because what was it, 10 years later?
Yeah,
or something like that. So like they make a joke and they'll be like, "That's so 2009 or something like that." Yeah.
Okay. Back to video games, folks. So before we get to that, why don't we get to our poll from last week? We asked you guys which console is your first priority next holiday season, and the winner right now is the Xbox Series X. So,
oh yeah, is that the one that looks like a tower?
The one that looks like a fridge, yeah.
Yeah, how big is that going to be?
Apparently, one sec, I gotta. We're gonna measure it right now. Right now, grab that controller. So wait. Apparently it's three controllers high. So we're just gonna measure it right now, live.
This is a. That's a Nintendo controller.
Okay. So
that's
what,
not that.
That's not terrible.
No, that's not. That's not terrible.
That's not terrible. But it.
Well, I mean, if you were to stand, but how wide is it? Because if you were to stand the Xbox One up,
it's one controller wide and one controller long.
Okay, that's pretty big.
It's still pretty big.
That's pretty big. Yeah. I'm okay with, like, I mean, like, my computer is huge. Your computer is huge. I'm okay with having a huge console.
Yeah.
Especially if it works well. I'm fine with that.
Well, just looking back at the actual photo, like, on the top, there's, like, on the side of the Xbox One X, or even on the top of the Xbox One X, there's, like, a little area for, like, heat to vent out.
Yeah.
But, like, that on the Series X is so big, and it's, like, so open. Let's skip this song, because I fucking hate it so much. Okay. anyways. yeah, so I'm wondering, like, is that just an easy way for dust to get into the console, and there's just going to be a bunch of issues with that, or what?
I never thought about that, because, yeah, my computer sometimes gets dust on the air vent, and then it just fucks it up, so...
Yeah.
So, but one of the things that is really cool, like, I've been looking up exclusives for the console, and there's some really cool... Like, I saw... Oh, yeah, this is a little plug for us, too. I'm making a Reddit account for video games now after this long time, but in order to make a Reddit page with that account, I have to wait 30 days and get enough karma. But I was on Reddit and I was looking at the Xbox page, and the Jurassic World Evolution Xbox looks so cool.
Yes, and
Xbox,
well, there should be two different models of Xbox coming out, like the Series X, right? Because they were talking about the Scarlet and the Anaconda. And the Anaconda is supposed to be like the bigger, better console.
Well, my Anaconda don't want none. Unless you got buns, hon.
All right. Okay, so that was the poll for last week, and I don't know if I like your poll for this week.
What is Santa relevant?
is the universe a lie?
What?
Is the universe a lie?
Is the universe? Is it real? Are we in the Matrix now? Yeah. Unplug me. No, I don't mind the Matrix.
So I think actually our poll question this week should be, I'm sure a lot of people are getting extended time off for the holidays, so what games will you be playing this year? This
year? What games will you be playing this year?
Yeah, this year.
There it is. What games will you be playing this year? From now until the end of the year, what games will you be playing? Do you know what it is for me? Minecraft, for me.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Oh, okay, because I want to start a video series with Rodney and Will and whoever else that we got on the team, but... In Minecraft, you can have creative mode, obviously, where you can create whatever you want. You can fly around and have access to all of the materials. So I'm building a, like, Dungeons & Dragons RPG in Minecraft. Once you're finished creating your world, you turn the world from creative mode to adventure mode, where you can't break any blocks unless you have the certain material. And, like, it's basically built for... just having an adventure. It's not like a mining survival game. It just turns into a survival game. And then I've built like castles and dungeons and stuff for people to explore. So I want to play that. And because Rodney's never played Minecraft. You've never played Minecraft, right?
I have not played Minecraft, no.
So but I want to...
I mean, I can probably get into it. I actually do like games where you build stuff.
Dude, it's super fun. I mean, like, I'm a PewDiePie fan. I watch PewDiePie and he's... did his whole Minecraft revival thing, but that's not the reason why I wanted to play. I'll just put that out there, but because I also think it's a fun game, but people are like playing it unironically again, so it's pretty fun. So I want to put that together, and I think it'll be something fun and unique. Also, speaking about PewDiePie, his new game came out, the Poop Pootie. Have you seen that?
The what?
It's called Pootie. You play as a worm, and you shit shits. And then it's almost like Pikmin. It's a game that's like Pikmin, but for your phone. So at work, since I can't play any video games at work that aren't based on my phone, I've just been playing Pootie. So if you haven't played Pootie, check it out. It's actually really fun. And you get to play Pikmin as a worm.
That's fun.
I'm going to show you a picture. I'm going to show Rodney a picture. You guys have to look it up on your own.
So this is slightly off topic. So, does it sound echoey? Oh, okay. So I needed to fade up. Anyways, yeah. So, I played a game at PAX called Eco, which has been in development for, a fucking eternity. Mm-hmm. Okay, that looks interesting.
Yeah,
it's fun. Anyways, the first time Will and I ever went to PAX was in 2016. So, we went 16, 17, 18.
Yeah.
And we didn't go last year. But every year that we've been to PAX, Eco's been in the Indie League. We're in development. We're almost done. So they've been in development for a long time. But it was a super fun game where it's a MMO type of thing. Very similar to what I think Minecraft is. Mm-hmm. So you're a guy and you go and...
what is it called? Echo?
Echo. Or Eco, sorry. E-C-O.
Eco.
So basically you guys take... you log in. And you log into your world. And... you and all the other players that log in are a community, and you guys have to work together in order to build the community enough, advance enough in technology for you guys to go into space because there's this asteroid coming.
Oh, that looks cool. I just Googled the images for that. I would definitely get behind playing that.
Yeah, so some people have to go...
hey, it's on Steam.
Is it out?
15% off on Steam right now.
Shit, okay.
Early access.
There you go.
You want to play it tonight?
Yeah. I gotta play hockey tonight, and I got shit to do, and then I'm leaving tomorrow, so...
What? I forgot you were leaving. Where are you going?
Yeah, I'm going up north to Prince George to freeze my ass off.
Oh my god, it's $33!
Yeah, but anyway, so...
It's Christmas time, I'll get it.
You have to send people out to, get food and bring it back and feed all the other people, and then you can send another group of people to cut down a bunch of trees and gather supplies and bring them back and build houses and stuff.
When you're up in Prince George, are you gonna have any video games or no?
I'll have my Switch for sure, and I'll probably bring my computer, but... I'll have to re-download all the games because it's on my laptop versus this super awesome gaming PC.
Well, download Eco and we'll play it this Christmas.
All right. If I can get away from my wife for 2 minutes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. All right.
Did she listen to this podcast? No. Sorry, Brittany.
No. Oh. She was on one podcast unintentionally. She was because I'm in the living room. So when I record the podcast, she obviously can't watch TV or whatever, right? So I'm like, hey, do you mind going to the bedroom and watching TV in there or whatever? Because you just fucking fall asleep anyway. And
you mind coming to bed and playing on your phone there?
Yeah.
Now put your phone away.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so she was had a couple drinks and she was in the background being all like, "Nyeh."
That doesn't sound like Brittany at all.
I'll have to show you the podcast episode, but yeah.
That's funny.
Anyway, so putting up the poll right now and... allow custom... Oh, I need to have the pro version for you to add your custom answer. What games are we playing this week? So, Eco. How about that? Then that'll make everyone check it out.
Minecraft.
Minecraft.
Oh, you have to put... people can't put their own answers.
No,
they have
I need to pay money for the pro version.
Oh, my God.
Bullshit.
Okay, what's another? Modern Warfare? People are playing a lot of Modern Warfare lately. The new season came out?
It did, yes. And I played about a day of it.
And then you could put... Fortnite, Apex, and Overwatch all together.
Fortnite, because no one has style anymore. They're just going to play the standard.
How many can you have? How many votes can you have?
One.
No, sorry. How many options can you have?
I don't know. I'm just going to keep putting them until
let's
it tells
just,
me to
yeah,
stop.
Let's just keep going until we run out of options.
Yeah, but we won't do that on the air. So the last thing we're going to go through here quickly is Epic Game Store. Speaking of Fork Knife. They kick off with $10 coupons and free games on their store. So,
Wait, who does that?
This is Epic.
Oh.
So there's sales such as Control for $40, which is 33% off. We got Metro Exodus for $20, which is 50% off. Surviving Mars at $10, which is 66% off. I've never even heard of that game.
What's it called?
Surviving Mars.
Hmm.
Rainbow Six Siege is 60% off, but it doesn't tell me a price. Is it a full price game?
Siege? Rainbow Six Siege?
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, the updates are constant enough that it's almost like a fresh game every single...
Okay.
Maybe it's $30. I think it might be 30.
So the World of Goo is $2. It's 85% off.
Get it, everybody. Let's play the World of Goo.
The World
Forget
of Goo.
Forget about Evo. We're playing World of Goo.
What the fuck even is that about?
I can't find my Steam app.
All right, well, okay, World of Goo. Oh, actually, you know what?
Does it look fun? It
kind of looks fun. World of Goo looks like you're an engineer of sorts, and you're using goo, little
it
goo
characters.
It looks
like that Cut the Rope.
Yeah.
Oh, those are freaky.
Like lemmings, but like with goo.
Lemmings.
Yeah, this is cool. Check out the World of Goo for $2. The Steam store also has a bunch of winter stuff as well.
Oh, is that all the Steam store there? I was just going to look up the Steam store.
Oh, yeah. I had it here. So Frostpunk, Dark Souls 3, Total War, Hammer.
Oh, how much is Frostpunk off for?
It's $12. 60% off.
$12 right now?
Yeah. Is that a good game?
It looks like a good game. It's my style. It's like a strategy building game, but it's like that other, the surviving one. I don't know. Yeah, it looks like a good game.
Okay. Thanks for clarifying that.
No worries.
So, all you freaking cool people that want to play the game of the year, Sekiro Shadows Die Twice, you can get it for $39.
This War of Mine. It looks like This War of Mine, but rather than couple people surviving, it's like a whole city.
Oh, interesting. So, yeah, Sekiro Shadows Die Twice, $39 right now, 35% off on the Steam store. Monster Hunter World, which my brother's been asking me to play.
Oh my god, yes. Get on that Monster Hunter, man. Monster Hunter 3 got me started, and once you get hooked on a Monster Hunter, like, that's it. You're done.
Well, I didn't get hooked on. I played the one on the 3DS, and it didn't...
Oh my god, that one is so good. I think you might have to start. That one is so good. I played the shit out of that.
I played the demo, and I wasn't hooked at all. So
forget about the demo, man. You gotta play Monster Hunter with me.
Monster Hunter
is incredible.
It'll happen. Stardew Valley is $9, 40% off on the Steam store. Max Payne 3, $7, 65% off. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order is $50, 17% off. Really? It's goddamn holidays and you're only going to give a 17% off fucking Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order?
It's still new. It's still new.
Yeah, I suppose. All right, well, that'll about wrap up this podcast. Mr. Cole, thanks for joining us in studio.
In person. I wish we could do all of them in person, but we live like so literally an hour away.
I know.
It's crazy. Like, if you live like 15 minutes away, like any other normal human being friends, I would definitely do it all the time. But like,
yeah, but it's hard enough to get Will on Skype to fucking record a podcast, let alone get him to drive somewhere.
Bastard.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do it at his house.
Here's a fun fact about Will. No one, including me, I've known the fucking guy for 5 years, 5 years almost now, has seen the inside of Will's house. He will not let anybody go inside his house. So I don't know if he's growing like fucking weed or like
he's got a meth lab. Slaves down there.
Yeah. So I think part of the reason is because like his mom passed away and he's got a bunch of boxes and stuff and he just doesn't want to go through it, but
he doesn't want to deal with that.
Yeah, but anyways,
I'll deal with it for him. I'll go unpack his.
I've offered that.
I don't mean that in like a dickish. I mean like in a good way.
Yeah, no, I've offered that too. Where like, hey, I'll come over and help you unpack some boxes or whatever. But not one singular person has ever seen, like Mark included. Mark's known Will for way fucking longer than anybody, and he's never seen the inside of his house either.
See, Will, if you were here, you could be defending yourself right now or talking about this, but you're not. Thanks for showing up, Will.
I think he's working today. What is?
You got to Photoshop my face, even though I haven't been here very much either. You got to Photoshop my face over Will's face.
I'll just put a beard on Will's face.
Done.
And it's blonde, and he's got black hair.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, thanks for listening to the Video Games Now podcast. Leave a review on whatever you listen to the show on, and then jump on social media like Facebook and now our new Reddit page, and let us know what you think of the show.
Reddit page won't be up yet, though. I'm still working on it.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, once we do have it up, we'll say something about it. But it takes 30 days, and I just made the account yesterday.
Okay.
So in 29 days, check out the Reddit page.
All right. So we look forward to hearing from what you guys have to say about this podcast. And thanks for listening again. Until then, we'll see you guys on the next one. Bye bye.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.